I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3.
I have a flask
in
my car.
I give my good leg to heel Kyrie.
You done anything fun
it's
with your throat lately?
J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3.
I was a black
guy.
He loves
Nico like Lando loves his beans.
Yes.
It's the afternoon.
Someday J-U-B. They'll respect me. Someday they'll all respect me.
Well, you hear the theme song. It's Tuesday at 2:35-ish. You know it's time for afternoon, Jub, but George is on vacation. He's in Panama City partying with Sean and Davey and
partying
all those guys.
Big time.
Doing some
Spring
Molly.
Break.
But we do have a muser. He's not one of the top three musers, but he's the fourth muser.
Mm.
So joining us is Sam Gannon's co-host on Fox 4. It's the great Mike Ducey. Mike, do you read me?
I do. Mino, Sam.
Hello, Mike.
Guys are sounding great. I'm enjoying the show.
Have you met Sam Gannon before?
Hi, Sam. You having fun?
I'm enjoying myself. Yeah, Mike still hasn't accepted the fact that he does have a co-host after all these years.
Well, you know, it's Sam doesn't understand that I did this by myself for 25 years. But if I had to have a co-host forced upon me, I'm glad it was her. I think it's gone well. I heard
well you told me
promoting.
It would be Edward Egross, and then if it wasn't Edward, it would be Sam Gannon.
Guys, I heard you promoting this as Afternoon Deuce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I, with that in mind, I wanted to warn anyone here at Fox 4 who might be listening to stay away from that second floor men's room.
Oh,
for a while.
No.
You know what I mean? Just steer clear. Just a little helpful reminder there. Guys, back to you.
Well, I guarantee you there is a P1 right now that is doing that act in like, okay, it's Afternoon Deuce, and it's Afternoon
so
Deuce on the radio.
That.
Yes.
Mike.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite topics in the sports office, Mino. So thanks for calling it that. I appreciate it.
You know, Mike, during the break, Mino was like, you know, what do you want to know about Mike, Sam, that you don't already know? And I said, well, I think that's more a question for you, Mino, because I know a lot about you, Mike. To be honest, we both know so much. We have so much, not, I don't say it's dirt, but we do have, you and I are kindred spirits. I really do believe that. The age gap is obvious, but we're really more similar than we are different. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, our personalities are somewhat alike. It's kind of a frightening
say it like
extent.
A bad thing.
To the detriment of both of us, I think. We can both be a little bit moody, I think, and a little bit people who overreact just a tad. But
what do you mean?
I think it manages. What the hell do you mean by that? But I think it manages to work. We have a lot of fun.
So how many Bad Bunny songs can you name since you know Sam so well?
That's one thing I just cannot get on board with her. I asked her this the other night.
Because you're like, speak Mino, our language.
This is an unfair question. Go ahead.
Watching the iHeart Music Awards in the office here. And then Bad Bunny performed and people went crazy. And, you know, Sam had to leave the room for a minute. I mean, it was she had to have a moment alone. I don't know what all that was about. But I said to her, if this guy were changing the oil in your car, would he do it for you? You know what I mean? And I hold that that's probably not the case. But again,
and what did I say? What did I say to you?
No, you said you connect with people no matter what their vocation, and you've dated a lot of guys who are losers.
All right, let's not get into my dating history. Keep it on track.
We were talking earlier, the last segment, Sam talked about almost puking on the air about a month ago. did you know about this? That she was very close to this?
Yeah, it was a little bit tense. And it sort of, correct me, Sam, if I'm wrong, you didn't seem like you were really feeling bad like that long before that, right?
No.
And all of a sudden you're sitting there and I'm looking over and I'm like, she is clearly in distress. So I didn't know whether to just to get a wastebasket or what the move was there. But thankfully it didn't happen. But it would have been an unforgettable moment on air. It really would have.
I was trying to be tough and show that I'm tough. Mm-hmm. And I am. So I showed that only to throw up.
In the elevator.
Yeah.
And you
so
cleaned it up. Said,
yeah. But Mino, what's something that you don't know about Mike that you would like to know?
I mean, I don't really care, honestly. No, we were... we were talking about our embarrassing moments and how Sam almost puked on camera, and I talked about the Lee Trevino moment that we played, and we don't ever have to play that again. So that's my most embarrassing.
Oh,
do you have a most embarrassing moment on TV?
Oh, it's, you know, I've had coughing attacks on the air before, and that's kind of embarrassing. I mean, and I can't remember if Sam was here for this one or not. She's seen me in situations where I've had trouble suppressing coughs, but I had one time where it just, you know, I mean, I wasn't throwing up, but I was just practically, you know, spitting stuff out of my mouth. I was coughing so badly, and I swear to God that the director actually zoomed in on me as it was happening. I came out of the studio and walked by an edit bay, and some of the editors were looking back at the show, just laughing. You know, it was one of those kind of things. So you do this long enough, and stuff is going to happen. It's just part of what we call the biz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm familiar. I've been on Fox 4 a couple times, so I'm basically a TV guy. But it feels like you have to worry about it more now than you did 10, 15 years ago, because with social media, if you do something on air, or you pick your nose on accident, or something comes up, or whatever, it's going to be a meme now.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know what memes were 15 years ago.
Mike, I was telling Mino about the fun little game we like to play when sometimes you'll leave me landmines and scripts when, if you're writing mine and...
Like Ron Burgundy?
Just it'll be something little and be like, and Mike will be like, damn it, I did it to you again. I'm like, are you trying to set me up for failure here? What's the deal?
I never realized how often I have to correct my own scripts on the fly.
I do too.
I'm writing one for somebody else. And they don't know what I meant to say, because I'm like, I write it and like, oh, as I'm reading it, I'll go, oh no, what I meant was blah, blah, blah. And so I'll change it as I go. But no, it never fails with Sam. It's a not so veiled effort by me to just kind of get this thing back towards, it's just me doing it. But so far it hasn't worked yet.
He's just writing things in your script to try to get you fired.
Mike really? Missed my 6-year anniversary, by the way. Thanks, Mike.
Oh,
thanks. 6 years.
What was the actual date of that?
March 11th.
You probably forgot it that day, too.
March 11th.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've been here longer now than you've been in Oklahoma City, right?
Same amount of time.
Same amount of time for both.
But mine, we're excited, though, Deuce, because we have that partnership with Victory Plus in our station, so we're pumped up about getting 4 upcoming Stars games, first one on Thursday, right?
Yeah, it should be a blast. Sam and I are going to make our way over to American Airlines Center to talk some Stars tonight at 4, 5, and 6. By the way, Sam, our first hit is at 4:12.
Oh, thank you.
So if you can't make it in time, because I know you're going to do a segment with Mino for our show after
Correct.
You get off the radio, right?
That's right. Ticket Tuesday.
So if you can't make it for 4:12, I'm fine doing it by myself. I'm just saying, in case you can't get
I'm
over
sure
there.
You're glad to.
Trying
yeah.
to take the show okay. over again.
If you want to just take a long dinner, I could do the 5 and 6 too, but that's up to you. But yeah, we've got the Tampa game Thursday on Channel 27, the Minnesota game Monday on Fox 4, the Nashville game on April 3rd on Channel 27, and the Winnipeg game on April 10th on Fox 4. So we are excited.
So are we going to give Josh and Razor the night off, and we have Ducey and Sam Gannon calling the game?
Oh, gosh.
I think that's what we need.
Mike would have to do the Razorisms.
Okay.
Thankfully, it will be the same Stars broadcast yes. that you know and love, with all of the same announcers, including the post-game show. So Stars fans don't have to worry about, you know, me doing the game with Clarice or something. It's going to be
that would be great.
It's going to be Josh and Razor. So they'll do the great job they always do.
Well, Mike, let's do this again soon sometime. Whenever
Please, yes.
whenever George is out, and whenever Junior is out, and Gordon, we'll get the fourth muser on again.
Afternoon Joe is one of my yeah. favorite segments on your show, because he always sounds like he's had 3 or 4 frozen awesomes when he does it.
Well, he's
I've only had 2. So
I think George has about 3 frozen awesomes, and then he takes a nap, and then he wakes up, and that's him just trying to get his
Find
senses
himself
back
again.
Yeah.
It's very ready. Your call wakes him up. Yeah, it does sound like that. It's a lot of fun. Hey, guys, great job today. You're going to be doing it together tomorrow, too, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
We got one more day.
Looking
we'll figure that out
it.
Tomorrow. I think we're going to have to tell the Justin story tomorrow at some point. I don't know if that's made the ticket airwaves yet.
No, I feel like parts of the story have made air, but maybe not the story in its entirety.
We're going to tell the full Justin why he's not allowed on Fox 4 tomorrow.
I will be steering clear of that one. So you guys have a great day now. Take care.
All right.
And we'll see you soon, Sam.
Talk to you soon.
See you, Deuce.
Bye, Mino.
Bye, Deuce. That is Mike Ducey of Fox 4.